This is your bi-weekly Beergasm, episode 2. Mamma Mia Pizza Beer! Hello and welcome to your bi-weekly Beergasm. This is episode 2 and we are excited to be here. We are a little bit after the 2-week mark that we initially gave you, but fortunately, we got our scheduling together, we got everything set to go, and we are rocking out. I am your host, Ryan, sitting in with, not Josh, I do too many other podcasts, sitting in with Dom.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. And this is, again, episode 2 of your bi-weekly Beergasm. All right, let's move on to some general housekeeping, as we do on all the shows on our network. First and foremost, site is almost completely done. The logo is completely done. You will see that soon. Oh, we are stoked about the logo. We did finally launch episode 1 of the Animu podcast. So go on and check that out. That is our resident anime podcast hosted by Josh and co-hosted by myself. It's pretty killer. All right, let's move on from that into beer news. I will take the first headline of beer news over the past couple weeks. New Holland Brewery tussles with Alpine Beer Company over trademark infringement. Oh, snap. Apparently what's going on here is, I guess New Holland Brewery issued a cease and desist letter to Alpine Beer Company because New Holland has, they're from Holland, Michigan.
Yeah.
And they apparently have, you know, every year they release, you know, several different seasonal brews, one of which is the Ichabod Pumpkin Ale, which I haven't had a chance to try yet, but I hear it's very, very good.
I believe I have tried that at one point, maybe at one of our fall type gatherings.
Yeah, I would imagine. I was either way. So apparently they, you know, they release this every year. It's an every year thing. And I guess Alpine Beer released their own beer called Ichabod Ale. From my understanding, what happened was in 2008, they released Alpine Beer released Ichabod Ale at the World Beer Cup, and they ended up winning awards for it. But I guess right after they won awards for it at the cup, New Holland swept up and trademarked the name. So they are getting sued by New Holland because apparently they're using the name. Unfortunately, trademark sucks like that. You know, you could be using a name for something for a long, long time, but if you don't snatch up that trademark, you're done.
Though there is a difference between the names there.
Yeah, one's Ichabod Pumpkin Ale and one's Ichabod Ale. I guess the part that's trademarked is the Ichabod in relation to beer.
Ah.
That seems kind of like a very vague thing for you to be able to do.
Because I think they're a little late on trademarking Ichabod, considering it.
That's like a...
yeah.
Yeah, to me that seems a little bit ridiculous, but, you know, whatever. So I don't know. Hopefully they get that settled and figured out. And hopefully they can, I don't know, work it out. But anyway, let's move on to the next headline. Dom, what do you have?
New York liquor store drops their CBS early.
Yeah, we talked last week about the Canadian Breakfast Stout. Apparently there is a store in New York that has already dropped it. So any concerns people had about not being able to find it, I guess New York's got it.
Awesome.
So hopefully that'll make its way out this way, because I'd like to try that.
I'm actually going to be in New York next month, so...
find it, bring it back.
I will definitely do that. Okay, moving on to the next headline. Ryan, what do you got?
All right, I've got the Smokehouse New Brew Pub plans a Beer for Life investment plan. Apparently, they're trying to raise money. They want to raise $58,000 for charity. And one of the ways that they want to do this is by setting up this brew pub and allowing people to pay $1,000 to get a card that will allow you to go in there and get free beer for life.
That sounds amazing.
All I have to say is it better be good beer. Like, if it was like a small brewery that does a lot of different types of beers, great. As long as it's, you know, an actual brew pub and it's not like Mickey's Bar down the street that has, you know, 9 different types of beer that is the color of urine.
Yeah, I would not want a lifetime supply of Natty Ice or anything like that.
Natty Ice, your Miller Lite. Yeah.
Or your High Life.
Bad News Bears.
Actually, High Life's not too terrible, I will admit.
No, it has more flavor than like your typical beer. It doesn't taste like bread, which Golden Wheat does, so that's positive.
Yeah. Plus, it's just fun to say, High Life!
I will admit they have the best commercials ever. All right, let's move on to the next headline. Dom.
All right, what do we got here? Dogfish Head and Google collaborate to make a new beer that could see the light of day.
That sounds amazing. I didn't even know the two of those were collaborating. I usually follow Dogfish Head pretty closely and Google. How I missed this, I don't know, but I saw it today when I was pulling up stuff for the show.
Google's in everything else. I don't see why they're not already in the brewing world.
Yeah, the brew sounds pretty good. They haven't released a ton of information about it, but I guess it's called Your Continent. And it's brewed, it's just a beer that is brewed based on just like all the different continents. And it's, using ingredients that people know from all around the world. So it sounds very much like something Dogfish Head would do. Teaming up with Google, hey.
Yep, yep. If it was going to be any brewer, I could see it being Dogfish Head.
Yeah, I watched a short video about it, and one of the videos that I was watching about it, they stated that like Google wanted to get, like they came out to Dogfish Head and said, hey, let's do this, because they think that their companies are very similar in just the way that they operate and the way that they work.
They're off-centered ales for off-centered people.
And Google considers themselves googly.
Yeah.
So that's actually exactly what the guy said. He said Dogfish, Dogfish Head considers themselves off-centered, and we consider ourselves googly, so it's like the same thing. And, I think it's great. I'm super stoked. I hope it shows up. If not, we're going to Delaware to go to the brew pub to get some.
I'm down.
Sweet. Sounds amazing. All right, let's roll on into the next headline. Sam Adams is up in arms over Anchor Brewing non-compete violations. Apparently, one of the executives from Boston Beer Company left, and I guess he ended up signing a non-compete agreement before he quit as part of his job. And as soon as he left, he took a job at Anchor Brewing Co. LLC. Blatant violation, and apparently Sam Adams is going after not just the guy, but the whole freaking company.
Oh, God. Well, it's well within their right. I mean, he signed the agreement, and
it's, you can't screw around with agreements like that. They make you sign those for a reason, and you can't just kind of say, well, no. So, yeah, sorry. I just think it's funny that, Jim Cook released a statement where he was just blatantly like, yep, you know what? We're just going to sue the whole damn company. I can understand them going after the guy. The fact that they're suing Anchor Brewing as a whole is kind of hilarious. I mean, I don't think Anchor Brewing has a chance because, while Boston Beer Company is not, Anheuser-Busch sized, it's definitely sufficiently larger than, Anchor Brewing.
It's one of the largest microbrew companies out there.
I think it is the largest microbrew company out there, if not pretty damn close. So, thumbs up. I can't say I disagree with it. I mean, you signed the agreement, you ass. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
So, hey, all right, next headline, Dom.
Oakshire is releasing the Hellshire 2 Imperial Stout, and I must say that the label on this thing looks wicked. The label is enough to make me want to try it. I mean, it's like, this thing could be a black metal album cover.
It really does. There's a lot going on. It's like a lot of dark purples and greens and stuff like that, and it's got like this weird, looks like death on it kind of guy. And apparently it's coming out in November, and you know what? Sounds pretty good. I am a huge stout person. As you start to listen to this podcast more and more, you will know that I am a huge fan of stouts. It's like absolutely my favorite type of beer. Apparently it's an Imperial Stout aged for 6 months in freshly emptied bourbon barrels, which sounds amazing. It's got notes of vanilla, coconut, chocolate, roasted coffee, oak, and bourbon that intertwine in the beer's complex malt flavors. It's ready to enjoy now or can be cellared cool and dry for 7 years. That's off of a beer advocate post that I found, and that sounds mind-blowingly good.
I'll definitely be picking some of that up to try.
As soon as I find it, that's definitely happening.
I kind of just want to try it just because that label looks so awesome.
It really does. Go to Google, check it out, type in Oakshire's Hellshire 2, and the label should pop right up. It's a pretty epic looking label.
Once we get this site up, we'll be able to post things like that in our show notes.
We'll start posting stuff in show notes and things like that. All right, let's go on to the last headline. Oh boy. Anheuser-Busch possibly releasing the Bud Light Platinum line. As if Anheuser-Busch's beer could get any worse.
Yay, macro beer.
Okay, I'm going to say right now, if you listen to my other podcasts, I try the best to not be biased when it comes to movies, when it comes to video games, and I really strive to not let that happen on my other shows. The Beer Show, I am a biased sumbitch. I'm going to tell you that right now. I hate Budweiser. I think it tastes like piss, and I'm not going to be afraid to say it. Apparently, Dom, what is this Bud Light Platinum garbage? You're the one that looked this up. What is this?
Well, apparently it's going to be just like regular Bud Light, but instead of the normal 4.2% ABV or whatever it is, they're going to be aiming somewhere in the 6 to 8% ABV range.
Oh, boy.
And college kids everywhere will rejoice.
So it's going to be stronger beer that still tastes like shit.
Pretty much.
Wonderful.
There seems to be absolutely nothing beyond that. I'm guessing they're just trying to expand the Bud Light line even more.
Yeah, they want
to,
yeah.
I mean, they've got the Golden Wheat, the Chelada.
Chelada is disgusting. Golden Wheat tastes like bread.
Yes.
All right. Dude, I don't even think I want to try that. I mean, I'll still probably end up trying it because it's beer. I'll try it, you know, regardless of what it is.
I'm sure people will have it at parties from time to time.
Just because they want to get wasted. That's beer that you buy just because you want to get wasted and it's not very expensive.
Though I can't really see people we tend to party with having it.
No, probably not.
No.
All right, then. That'll take us out of our news segment and into everybody's favorite Beergasm Biweekly Review. This week, we have a very special brew.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, we already poured some out, and we're going to talk about it in just a moment. But first, the stats. The beer that we are brewing this week is Mamma Mia Pizza Beer, brewed by the Pizza Beer Company from Illinois, United States. It's apparently a style of an herbed spiced beer, and it's got a 4.60% ABV. First, let's start off with the smell.
Oh, as soon as he opened the bottle, this thing just reeked of garlic and basil, and it smells like pizza sauce.
It does. I can't even say anything else other than it just smells like pizza sauce. The look, it looks like apple cider. It is completely opaque. There is no transparency whatsoever. There's like stuff floating around in it.
You can hold it up to the light. You don't see through it. It just sort of glows.
It looks like apple cider. It looks just like freshly squeezed apple cider. And again, the smell, it just, it's tomato. It's like herbs. It's garlic. I don't know if I'm hungry or if I'm thirsty.
I gotta be honest. I'm kind of nervous about taking a sip of this thing.
There's absolutely no head whatsoever. There's a little bit of a cling that sticks to the side of the glass from the lacing, but there is no head on this thing at all. That might be because of just the sheer opacity of it. And with that, let's go with the taste. Taking a drink.
Nope.
hold on, I have to take another drink. Hold on.
This is quite interesting. I got a little bit of it on my mustache, and it kind of... It feels like I took a bite of pizza or something.
It just tastes like pizza. Like, it really just tastes like pizza.
Well, maybe not pizza itself, but the garlicky bread stuff that you can usually get at pizza places.
I taste the basil, and I taste the tomato, and I taste the garlickiness, and I taste, like, the oregano. It tastes like pizza sauce. Like, it doesn't, and this is the thing, it doesn't taste like pizza. What it really tastes like, because it's like a malty, weedy tasting beer. So I think really what I can chalk it up to is, you know how like when you were a kid, you ever used to like take all the toppings and cheese off the pizza and then eat it?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it tastes like. Pizza with no toppings, no nothing, just pizza dough and sauce.
I think what I'm tasting most of in this beer is the tomato.
Yeah, the tomato is extremely forward.
This beer is not very drinkable.
I'm very glad that we took a medium-sized bottle and split it two ways, because I would not want to drink an entire large bottle of this.
No, this this is the same thing as that Chipotle ale we had a little while back. It's nice to try, but you would not want to make a habit out of drinking it.
I don't even know. Literally, it's just, it tastes like wheat beer, like a wheaty, like if you take like a simple, like I don't know, Sam Adams, you know, light or something that's got kind of a malty, but like really wheaty taste to it. Take like a general standard wheat beer, add in tomatoes, and then add in like, you know, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of oregano, a little bit of, you know, basil and some other spices. And that's exactly what this tastes like. Like, I eat a piece of pizza with no toppings and cheese, and it's the same exact thing.
It tastes like I'm burping up pizza.
The front taste, the whole forward taste of it is like very wheaty, very bready. There's a little bit of yeasty taste to it. But then that's deceiving because as soon as you swallow it and you hit that aftertaste, it's pizza sauce.
They've managed to nail every flavor in pizza with this one beer.
But it shouldn't be called pizza beer. It should be called pizza sauce beer because there's no other like. It just tastes like pizza sauce like on crust. So I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. Like, I don't hate it, but I agree with you. It's not the most drinkable beer in the world. Like, it's. Imagine, like, your favorite food in liquid form.
You know, I wonder how we'd be feeling about this had we been eating pizza.
I think that would be a little too much, actually. I don't even know what else to say about it. It tastes like pizza. Like, it just. It kind of looks like, you know, I'm not going to lie. If you hold it up, now that I'm looking at it, it's super opaque and the color is it's the color of apple cider. So it looks like you took like a yellowy, weedy beer and just mixed in some pizza sauce. I imagine like that's kind of what it looks like, too.
Yeah, I could see that. It's kind of got that little bit of an orangey color.
The bottle said beer so good it deserves a wine glass. So we're drinking it out of wine glasses. I don't think we needed to drink it out of wine glasses. I think would have gotten the same effect drinking it out of Dixie cups.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we could have drank this thing out of an aluminum can, and it would have tasted exactly the same.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see. All right. You know,
we got to give this thing a rating.
Let's rate this. On a 1 to 10 scale, I don't hate it. I think it's like on a 1 to 10 scale, if you're looking at like the smack dab middle of the road being like super average, I'd say it's like a 5. It's not terrible. I don't regret trying it, but God, I could not sit down and drink a whole freaking bottle of this. Like I get 5, definitely a 5.
I'm going to have to go even lower than that. I love garlic. Don't get me wrong. I love pizza.
But not in beer.
I don't want it in my damn beer. If I wanted it in my beer, I would take a freaking slice of pizza.
And put it in your beer.
Put it in a blender with a can of Bud Light and turn it on.
Yeah.
That might even be better than this.
So 1 to 10, what are you giving it? I gave it a 5.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Ooh, that bad.
And,
all right.
And I tend to like beer that other people don't like.
Yeah. So, if you don't believe us, head on over to beeradvocate.com. We usually go there for a lot of our beer ratings and news. And out of 112 reviews, the average score was a C-, which is about the 5 that I gave it.
Yeah, let's see here. We've got a B+, a C, C-, D-, F, F. I'm thinking these Fs really dunt it in. Let's see.
Interesting note about how they make this beer, apparently. The pizza is put into a mash and ground up, and then they stick it into a giant bag, and they steep it like a tea bag full of mashed pizza while they're brewing the beer. That makes it sound 10 times less appealing.
I figured they did something like
that. So they take a shitload of pizzas... Literally bake a bunch of pizzas. They grind them up and then they put them in a giant, like, I don't know, pillowcase or something, and steep it like you're steeping tea.
You know, I bet this would be a little bit better had they left out the tomato sauce.
Or something, yeah, because the tomato was...
And I'm not entirely sure how I feel about eating something with a milk product in it when they were doing the whole fermentation process.
Oh, yeah, because it says that it was just whole pizza.
Yeah, so you got cheese. The cheese sitting in that nice warm environment with all that yeast.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we don't get sick. Okay. Knowing how they brew it now, I'm giving it like a 4.5, maybe a 4. I'm going to give it a 4, knowing that they dip a giant bag of nasty chewed up pizza into a giant barrel. No, 4. I give it a 4.
My rating holds the same.
Yeah, I give it a 4. We give it a 4. Apparently everybody else on the web gives it about a 5.5-ish. Just give it, if you can find this stuff, I'd say it's worth a try. I would not under any circumstances recommend you spend any more than like $2 for like a large bottle like we did. And I would say that you probably should grab a buddy because you're not going to want to drink the whole bottle.
Yeah, definitely not. And make sure you've got something to cleanse the palate with, because you're not going to want that sticking around in your
mouth. Have a bottle of your favorite beer on standby, because you're going to need to chug that sucker right after this.
And, you know, I kind of wanted to give it a recommendation saying, hey, give it a try if you ever see it, but I'm not feeling it.
I can't recommend it. I mean, if you see it, feel free to give it a try, but it's... If you took Budweiser... And you mixed, like, pizza together in a tea bag and just dipped it in there for a little while and, like, let it sit. That's pretty much what this is. Get a good wheat beer and then get, like, a pizza. And then just eat the pizza and drink the beer, and it would be wonderful.
Yes, you'll do Don't much put them in the same yourself.
Bottle. Okay, so... Yeah, no, I give it a 4. Tom gives it a 2.
I will not drink to that.
I will definitely not drink to that. All right, that takes our review out for the week, and that wraps up our episode of Bi-Weekly Beergasm. In conclusion, keep an ear to the ground on the site. Like I said, the site will be out sooner rather than later. We do finally have a final version of the logo, so that will be going up really soon. We are super stoked.
Now I just need some media type imagery stuff to put on the site to replace the ridiculous placeholder images I currently have up.
Yeah, the Pixar stuff. We don't want to cease and desist.
No, I would really like to avoid that. Though I will admit that the Pixar stuff is a big step up from the sheep.
Speaking of sheep, wait till you see our logo.
Yes, this logo is badass.
All right. On that note, that's going to wrap up your Bi-Weekly Beergasm, Episode 2. I'm Ryan, sitting in with my co-host Dom.
Have a good one.
Take it easy, guys, and happy trails and good drinking.
Lovely, lovely beer.